The White House said today that President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have spoken via telephone since the Prime Minister's address before the United Nations yesterday, and that they have reaffirmed their goal of preventing Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And Reuters news service is reporting that Netanyahu has signaled that no Israeli attack on Iran is imminent before the November 6 presidential elections. The Israeli Prime Minister's UN address is the subject of tonight's commentary. Here's Platel Benjamin.
The pressure to attack Iran was ratcheted up to fever pitch when Bibi Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, spoke before the United Nations General Assembly yesterday. In one of the most hypocritical speeches ever presented at the UN, and there have been many, Bibi, who presides over the only nuclear-armed nation in the Middle East, presented the case for a military assault on Iran to prevent them from acquiring a single bomb. He argued that, quote, the most urgent challenge facing this body is to prevent the tyrants of Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Are the member states of the United Nations up to that challenge? Will the international community confront a despotism that terrorizes its own people as they bravely stand up for freedom? There was not the slightest hint of irony in Bibi's plea for the liberty of Iranians, even as he stands on the neck of the Palestinian people. He painted a ghastly portrait of what would happen should Iran acquire such a weapon, declaring it would endanger the peace of the entire world. It is a claim that I regard as dangerous hysterical hyperbole, designed to put President Obama on the spot and force him closer to the Israeli position on Iran. Yet Bibi's case against Iran was masterfully constructed and eloquently argued overall. The first part of the speech skillfully painted a convincing portrait of the Islamic fanatics who rule Iran as madmen who are fully capable of launching an atomic attack against Israel. In light of some of the things they have said on record, Netanyahu had plenty of examples, a treasure trove he could point to, beginning with Iranian President Ahmadinejad's denial of the Holocaust. Netanyahu's response to Ahmadinejad's claim that the Holocaust is a lie was devastating, because most of the people in the world regard the charge as scurrilous, and anyone who mouths it a demented moral cripple, this writer included. The Israeli Prime Minister's description of the basic character, history, and aims of the fanaticism that fuels the global Islamic Jihad was also fundamentally true. Wherever they can, they impose a backward, regimented society where women, minorities, gays, or anyone not deemed to be a true believer is brutally subjugated, he declared. The struggle against this fanaticism does not pit faith against faith, nor civilization against civilization. It pits civilization against barbarism, the 21st century against the 9th century. His claims for Israel as a valuable contributor to the advance of science and technology that benefits all humanity was equally true. But Netanyahu's oration quickly degenerated into self-serving propaganda and hyperbolic attacks on the Palestinians and the United Nations itself for having commissioned the Goldberg Report, which criticized Israel's administration of the West Bank, and for declaring Zionism is a racist ideology. Quote, the jury is still out on the United Nations, said Bibi, and recent signs are not encouraging. Rather than condemning the terrorists and their Iranian patrons, some have condemned their victims, meaning Israel. The highlight of Netanyahu's presentation was a show and tell. He held up a chart with a symbolic drawing of a nuclear bomb. Tracing the progress of Iran's atomic program, he drew a red line and said if the Iranians are allowed to proceed beyond that point, we would not be able to stop them from building a bomb. Hence, they would be justified in attacking Iran to stop it. This was a transparent attempt to build support in the United States for an American-supported attack on Iran. The dramatic demonstration quickly became the object of a wicked comic skit by the political satirist Steve Colbert, and it would be hilarious if it were not so dangerous. Even as I write, the U.S. is engaging in open diplomatic hostilities towards Iran and waging a covert war in conjunction with Israel that includes assassinating 5 Iranian nuclear scientists and disrupting their computer systems with virus attacks. This is where the red line must be drawn, and President Obama must resist Bibi's attempts to push the U.S. into yet another war in the Islamic world, even while his opportunistic opponent, Mitt Romney, is accusing him of throwing Israel under the bus. From New York City, this is Place L. Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.